is beginning to rain, rain, rain to the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us.
This week, we will begin a new series, 14 Truths That Must Be Known for America to Recover from Its Satanic Trance. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars's message. Up next is The Cathedrals with Sinners Saved by Grace, after which we will begin Pastor Mars's sermon.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know you would see a miracle of love that took me in its sweet embrace and made me what I am today. Just an old sinner saved by grace.
I'm just a sinner saved by grace. When I stood condemned to death, He took my
with each breath of life I take.
I'm loved and forgiven, back with the living. I'm just a sinner saved.
Claims mine, the victories God has won. Where would I be had God not brought me gently to this place? I'm here to say I'm nothing but an old sinner saved by grace. I'm just a sinner.
I did a radio program, and I proposed to you, my good friends, that America was in an almost catatonic, trance-like state. We reeled from crisis to crisis, from chaos to greater chaos, and it just seems to get worse and worse. Well, the Bible, of course, says that's true. The Apostle Paul said things would wax worse and worse with men deceiving and being deceived until the end comes. I've often thought about that verse and about America's trance-like state. I actually wrote, you know, an article to you from my heart called The Transformation of Humanity. That's spelled T-R-A-N-C-E. As we go around the world, we look at people and they're busy in their daily pursuits, their careers, their jobs, their lives with their families and so forth, their hobbies and their fun. And we find that most don't really worry about the important things. They just go from day to day. Sometimes Wanda says to me, "Why can't we be like that, Tex?" Blessedly stupid, or I don't know what she would call it. Have you ever felt that way? You know, if you didn't care so much, you wouldn't worry so much. If you were just blissfully ignorant, just go from day to day, wake up, and, you know, don't worry about reading the newspaper. Don't worry about all the bad things happening. And really, just reading Drudge Report one day is enough to scare the pants off of you. And I don't care if you're a man or a woman, it'll scare the pants off of you. If you didn't know where we were going in the end, Paul said, until the end comes. If you didn't know about that end, you really would be frightened. Maybe that's why people turn and look the other way. You know, several years ago, we had a little snake, and there was a little opening in our house, you know, through the boards of the house. Now, we have a nice house, so it's not like it's a junk house, but this little old grass snake, I think it was a grass snake, found an opening into our house. And, you know, one day I heard a little bit of just noise, pss, 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 like that, in the kitchen. I was sitting in the living room reading, and I got up. I said, "What is that noise?" You know, I thought maybe I left the water faucet on, or maybe I just didn't know. Sort of like gas was escaping or something. And I looked, and there were the doggies, you know, food thing is, a little container on the floor. We always put the little doggies' food, and they come running and eat it. A couple times a day. Spoil little brats. Anyway, you can tell I love my dogs. You don't call anybody a brat if you don't love them, right? And anyway, I looked at their little food thing, and they have these like pellets, you know, or little pieces of, you know, dried dog food. And there was that snake. And it was actually eating my dog's food. That couldn't eat very much. But it had one of those things in its mouth and it was eating it. And I looked. Now, that's a shocker. In your own home? How did it get in my home? Well, I found out the hole later was, you know, through this. Well, anyway, it got in my house. And there it was eating my dog's food. Just like it was just calm as can be, little snake. Well, I got a stick. I had a stick handy, and I whammed it. One shot, I killed it. You know, it wasn't that big. And I'm sure it was a little brown snake. I'm sure it was one of those little outdoor snakes. But my dog wouldn't come up. It was just looking at me like it was frightened. And I took the snake on that stick and sort of hung down. I was going to take it and throw it outside. And I said, "You see this, you know, Daisy? You see this snake? Have you seen it before?" I was just, you know, talking. I guess, you know, I'm crazy like that. All the time when I'm alone, I talk to my dogs. So, in any case, boy, Daisy revolted. Daisy's the most friendly little dog in the world, little white dog. But, boy, she turned her head. She literally turned her head. She didn't want to see. And I put the snake close to her. I said, "You see the snake?" I wanted to show her that if the snake had ever come up before like that when I wasn't home or something, it's dead now. You don't have to worry about it. you know. But boy, she no, don't no. Her head was jerking back and forth. No, she didn't want to see it. It was a sight to behold, really. Well, anyway, we got rid of the snake. Now, the next day, I saw two little boys outside, two little neighbor boys, and they're friends of my wife and I. And one of them said to me, says, "Mr. Morris," I said, "Yes." "Do you have a snake as a pet?" I said, "A snake as a pet? Absolutely not. I stay away from those rascals." He says, "Well, you know, we knocked on your door about a week ago, and you weren't home, and we looked in the window. You know, the window had, the door has a window like on it, your glass window, and we saw a little snake going down the hallway." I said, "Really?" Said, "Yeah." And we discussed it. We thought, well, I guess Mr. Morris must have that as a pet. Just keeps it in his house. Well, I told Wanda, and she liked to faint it. Can you imagine? I told Wanda, you know, if we had got up in the middle of the night, as we do, went to get a drink of water or something, and stepped on that little snake. But it, I guess it, it got in the house. It was living in my house. Well, it's dead. That's long. By the way, you know, it's been 8 or 10 years since this occurred. I think, though, most people are like my little dog, Daisy. When they're confronted with the evidence that there's a snake in the house, they want to turn their head. They don't want to see it. They don't want to recognize it. And I suspect that Daisy somehow had seen that snake. And maybe it just probably couldn't have bit her very hard or anything. It wasn't poisonous. But, you know, snakes will call and get you. And she liked to play. She'd go outside. She'd play with anything, little lizards or little, you know, crickets that she saw. But that snake, she didn't want to mess with. Maybe it had hit her one time, you know, got her. She was going to stay away from that snake. Well, I think it's a pretty smart dog. I stay away from snakes, too. I know a lot of people, you're saying right now, Tex is a big old coward. He's just, I don't care. I am a coward. I'm a big old coward. I am. I don't like those snakes. From the time they were in the Garden of Eden, I feel like they were evil. Even, you know, Satan is called that old serpent. I don't like them. You say, well, no, they do. They provide a good purpose. Hey, take your purposes somewhere else. I don't want it. But my little dog recognized that. No, actually, he didn't want to recognize it. He was turning the other way. Now, I've heard of other dogs that just attack. They go right for it. My sister down in Beaumont, Texas, she was telling me about a big water moccasin. They were on their front porch, and they went in their front yard, and they were playing down there, and a water moccasin was down there. And it was, she said it was about 4.5 feet long. And her little dog, just a little dog, grabbed it and just shook it and killed it. I have no idea how that little dog could have done that, but it did do it. Of course, my little dog, Daisy, would have ran, you know, ran and screamed and everything else probably. Yeah, that's the way people are. People have, they've been put in a trance-like state. Most people, they don't want to see evil. They don't want to connect with it. They don't want it to affect their lives. They know there's a serpent out there. They know there's evil out there, but they don't want to deal with it. And I was thinking, you know, Americans have been lied to over the years. We have been lied to. You know, I've often felt like I should write a book about truth and lies. You know, lies can be very dangerous, and lies can ruin a person's life. And if you're confronted with a lie and you turn your head and don't see it intentionally, it can damage you, dear friends. It can harm you and your family. Now, there are many instances I could make of this, but today I want to talk about 14 truths. I want to turn it the other way rather than lies. There are 14 lies that you should know, yes, but let's just call them 14 truths that must be known if America is to recover from its trance-like state, its satanic trance. Because we're in real trouble. We're in real danger. And things are waxing worse and worse. And the end is, I mean, it's looking right ahead, my friends. And we've gone into the tunnel, and let me tell you something. There's not a light at the end of the tunnel. There's something evil and horrible at the end of the tunnel. We need to confront it. We need to know how to face it. We need to know how to fight it, combat it, overcome it. We are the overcomers, the Bible says. Now, a lot of Christians are not. You're not an overcomer. I mean, I talk about these things to many people, and they say, oh, I don't want to hear that. You know, think about all things are pure and good. Well, the Bible does. Paul tells us to think about things that are pure and good, decent, holy things, righteous things. That would be the preferred path. But then these other things come up. Now, you can't let these things overcome you. You can't let them conquer you or your family. You've got to fight them. You can be victorious, I promise, in every way. But not if you're going to avoid the truth. Not if you're going to say, I don't want to hear about it. I don't even believe these things. Tex, you're a conspiratorial liar. Anybody that doesn't believe our government is a dangerous threat. Say what? No, I'm no threat. It's the government. It's the system that threatens you, my friend. In 2008, I could see it coming. You know, I wrote about it many times. The financial crash. I told you it was coming. When people told me they were getting $1 million for some little modest house in California, I said, hey, the downfall's coming. The downfall's, everything was too expensive. But everybody was living like kings. And an illegal alien could come into America and go buy a house worth $500,000 without any credit. He's illegal. He can't speak one word of English, but they'll give him a mortgage. How did that happen? Well, it happened all the time back in 2008, in 2007, 2006, 2005, and before. Hey, that's going to end tragically. It has to end tragically. But people said, no, our nation, we have increased in prices in housing ever since World War II. I mean, this has been going on, the housing craze, for 60 years. It can't end now. But it did. And just a couple of years later, houses were, in many areas, were only half of what they were worth. And many places, you couldn't even sell your house. They abandoned entire communities in Florida and Las Vegas and other areas. Oh, things changed very fast. And people were desperate. People, they were really desperate. They were crying. And men literally did commit suicide. And they said, oh, the government took all my money. Or the bank or the mortgage company. They took all our money. Well, they did, but they basically telegraphed to you. They told you what they were going to do, but you didn't want to hear. You said everything is going to get better and better. Nothing's going to grow evil on this. I mean, all of this is good fruit. This is a great tree. Here, take and eat. You didn't know there was danger. There was a freight train right around the corner, and it was coming up the tracks fast. I thought in American history, recent American history even, there are at least 14 things, truths. Now, the Satan is turning around, they're all lies, but I'm going to tell you the truth about them today. You've got to know these things. These must be known if you are to save yourself, if you are to save America. Now, you can go live in a cave somewhere, just study the Bible, be a good Christian, be a Christian monk. Okay. That's not what God wants you to do. God wants you to get out in the world. God wants you to get out and fight. If you're a Christian, you're the only one that can fight the beast. Of Revelation 13, it says the whole world will be involved in conflict. The beast shall make war with the whole world. But there is one group that fights him. Everyone else takes the mark or the name or the number of the beast. But there's one group that says, I will not. And they fight. And it looks like for a while they lose. But oh my goodness gracious. I don't care what the score is. There's time on the clock. You can turn it back. If you snap out of your trance-like state, if you awaken and say, these are lies, I want the truth, I demand it. And if everyone else says, oh, you're mistaken, everything is gravy, everything is wonderful, you just step back and say, no, you're wrong. You haven't checked it out. You don't know the facts. It's there. I've got the evidence. You ought to go check, buddy. Now, in France, they are considering a law. They're considering a law to stop conspiracy theorists. There's too many conspiracy theorists in France. Well, there was a book out shortly after 9/11 by a Frenchman who said 9/11 was a government inside job. It was number one on the bestseller list in France, but it never even came to America. A few copies, maybe. Because Americans, our media, our book companies, our publishing industry is owned by evil forces. They won't allow books like that. Well, in France, this one got through. And that's the kind of books that France doesn't want people to have. Did you know that President George W. Bush went to the United Nations and spoke and said, we must not allow dangerous conspiracy theories? We must not, he told the whole world, we must not allow them to flourish, even to exist.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.